When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with plumbers and steam fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site. And that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive. 17% more for your money. Visit UALocal440.org or MCAI.com for more info.
Colts fans, Indianapolis Colts single game tickets are on sale now. Tickets are available for regular season games at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton!
Tickets start as low as $56. Enjoy the NFL's top-ranked game day experience for yourself at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Colts are going to win it! The Colts are going to win it!
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the players' tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby launch party, Gate 6 hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have in an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
He's going to run 10, 5, touchdown, Andrew Luck.
Playing at our highest level because we know that we have it here in this locker room to be able to do that on a consistent basis.
Deep downfield for T.Y., touchdown, T.Y. Hilton. Another great catch.
I have good communication, so when you hit the field and you go out there and you guys are on the same page, mentally, physically, you know what the guy's going to do before he does it.
It is intercepted by the Colts on the carom.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Welcome inside Colts Daily Update tonight. You laugh as I say inside because earlier today you were outside. The voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, at practice today. How was it?
Tom McMahon told me that this was a perfect day for practice.
Yeah?
Because...
only if you're going to Buffalo.
Exactly. You're going to Buffalo. The temperature was approximately what it will be Sunday afternoon. Winds were approximately what they will be on Sunday afternoon. It was cold. So, and with the wind blowing, it was colder.
So you're saying it's going to be fun out there for the radio sideline guy. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, not for the radio play-by-play guy. It's going to be up in the booth for him.
You're going to have a space heater next to you. You're going to be fine.
I bet we don't. You know, if they don't furnish you with amenities. They want you to feel at home up there.
They'll take care of you.
Yeah, right.
They'll take care of you. How many guys on the roster do you think have played games in the snow, if it does in fact snow?
You know, I haven't asked a whole lot of guys, but Darius Butler has. The guys that went to school in the Midwest or in the Northeast or out in the far West, a lot of them have played, but some haven't. I was amazed. Rigoberto Sanchez, who went to school in Hawaii, grew up in California, said he played in the snow once, but it was in Northern California, was in high school. So he hadn't played there in a while. But the big thing for him is the winds. And at Aloha Stadium in Hawaii, the winds are all over the place.
Right.
So he's done that before. But in talking to, you know, some of the younger guys, they haven't played in the snow.
Get ready.
Yeah. Although, you know, I'm looking at now this is Weather Channel, long range kind of stuff. They're saying we'll get some snow on Saturday, less than an inch. A little bit on Sunday morning, less than an inch.
Yeah.
A little bit Sunday evening, less than an inch. So... the less than an inch, you got up to 3 already. So,
right. You know, all things considered, shouldn't be too bad by Buffalo standards. Let's go over the injury report today, brought to you by Methodist Sports Medicine, the orthopedic specialist since 1984, team physicians of the Colts. And you, the big three injuries for the Colts right now are Dante Moncrief. He's day-to-day with an ankle. Ryan Kelly still in the concussion protocol. We'll get a better idea of whether or not he can play tomorrow. when Chuck Pagano talks to the media. Rashawn Melvin still has a hand injury, and it's not looking like he's going to be able to play on Sunday. But again, we'll find out more tomorrow. And as we talk about the top stories going into Sunday's game, Bob, injuries have been a huge theme all year. And I have to give Mike Chappell credit for this from Fox 59 and CBS 4. He points out the Colts have 11 starters on IR this season, and of the current 53 players on the active roster, 13 were signed after training camp. And since the beginning of the month, or the beginning of November, I should say, Chris Ballard has added 11 players to the active roster off of waivers, free agent signings, or elevating guys from the practice squad. So you can't make excuses, but injuries have factored into this 3-9 season so far.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you just have to start a quarterback. You haven't had Andrew Luck for one play, not even in training camp. He threw the ball a couple of times in practices. That was it. But in games, nothing. When you look forward, the playoff picture is over for this season. So you're looking ahead a little bit. You get those fellas back off injured reserve. You're playing a fourth-place schedule if you finish last. Now, the Colts still have chances to move up to third in the division, which would change the schedule a little bit. But you get the core of your football team back.
No doubt.
I mean, look at Malik Hooker, who has not played since late September. He still has more interceptions this year than any other rookie in the league. He hadn't played in 2 months.
Yeah.
Get him back. Get a healthy John Simon back. Get Henry Anderson back.
Jack Muhort
back on the offense. Yeah.
I mean, just it goes on and on.
That's
the unfortunate thing for this team.
It is, and you can't use that as an excuse, but there are other teams who have had injuries. But you and I were talking this morning. You point out Buffalo's had two guys on IR.
Two guys. Two.
Two?
All year long.
We had two first day of training camp, I think.
I think the Colts had a hard time deciding which two was going to come off of IR.
Exactly.
You know?
And one of those didn't. That was Eric Swope they were hoping for. So, yeah, the injuries have been piling up every week. There are no such things as moral wins in this league, but there are moral days. For example, you get out of a game with no injuries. That's a moral victory for this team. To the credit of all of them, they've battled their fannies off. And there have been a couple of blowouts along the way, yes, but most of these games have been a one-score game. And you played some really good teams, i.e. Pittsburgh, right off the top of my head,
mm-hmm.
to a standstill. Probably should have won that game, but it is what it is. We've got four more to go, and then you look forward to next year in the draft. And talking to Matt Conte today, I think right now we sit with the fifth pick. That could change any number of ways, but it hasn't been fun. But there are reasons that 3-9 is the record.
Yeah, and if Rashawn Melvin can't play on Sunday, that leaves the Colts with five healthy corners, and those five guys have a combined five career starts. You got the rookies, Nate Hairston, Quincy Wilson, Kenny Moore the second. Now, obviously, Hairston's played a lot, but you know, technically from a starting role, that factors in. And then the other two guys, Chris Milton and DJ White, those two guys are in their second season. So no matter how you really slice it, Bob, if Melvin can't play, it's going to be baptism by fire on Sunday.
It will be. And then it depends on who your quarterback is on the other side. Tyrod Taylor is outstanding in the pocket. He can get out of the pocket and throw. Kelvin Benjamin, an outstanding receiver. They've got some really good players over there. LeSean McCoy comes out of the backfield, a good receiver and a great runner.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a picnic. They're 6-6 with a chance to make the playoffs. The really interesting division in this league right now, no matter whether you're looking at AFC or NFC, is the AFC West. You got three teams who are 6-6. Somebody's going to win that division. The other two teams conceivably could be in the wild card battle. So a mess right now as far as playoff and trying to predict who's going to be in and who's not.
All right, let's talk about Jacoby Brissett. He's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the NFL. The Colts have allowed a league-high 51 sacks. In the last 2 weeks, Brissett has completed just 58% of his passes. So it would be nice to see him personally have a good game on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough because, you know, Buffalo's defense is pretty good. You know, he's going to have to get rid of the ball a little quicker. And the part of this thing, the equation that people don't really talk about is the receivers have got to get open. And because the pass rush is what it is, you got to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker. But And Jacoby, to his everlasting credit, is trying to make plays.
Right.
And you're sitting in the booth, which is very comfortable as opposed to being chased by 2,000 pounds of
pass
big,
rushers.
Burly men.
Yeah, right.
Yes. You want him to throw the ball away, but he's trying to make a play. He's getting hit a lot. You know, for a while it was just Jack Doyle. Last week the receivers got in play. Moncrief had 5 catches and T.Y. had 3 and Chester had 4. The other guys are getting involved, and that's a good thing. There's a lot to be learned and a lot to be gained in these last four games. It's still important. You're not going to cash the chips in. Watching practice today in inclement weather, knowing what these guys are going into, that was a good practice today. It was cold, yeah, but they got a lot accomplished.
All right, lastly, the Colts will try to slow down LeSean McCoy on Sunday, and he's really the only major weapon the Bills have on offense. He has rushed for over 850 yards in the season. That is 6th most in the NFL. He's tied with Saints running back Mark Ingram with 9 carries over 20 yards, but stopping the run has been the Colts' forte lately. The Colts held Leonard Fournette to just 57 yards on 20 carries. And get this, they have not allowed over 100 yards rushing in the last 5 games. And to put that into context, Bob, it's the first time that's happened for the Colts since the 1971-1972 season.
That was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
That was 12 years before they came here. The run defense has been very, very good the second half of the season. And that's where people like Jonathan Hankins, you don't see a whole lot of numbers next to Hankins' name. That's because he's taken on 2 blocks, sometimes 3.
Same for Al Woods, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, same deal.
Those 2 guys, the numbers don't jump out at you. But the bruises on their body would, because they're taking on a lot of beef to allow the John Simons, to allow the Antonio Morrisons, and the Farleys. Farley's right up there with the tacklers, too, to get those hits. And that's where this running game is better defensively, and it's going to have to be good. LeSean is also a great receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, leads him in catches.
Yes.
You're right.
So he is the one guy, as you said. If the Colts, if they come out of the game, the Colts do, and he hasn't gotten 100 yards combined, it's a major victory.
Absolutely. Should be a good game. Kickoff set for 1 o'clock, 6-6 Bills, 3-9 Colts. Coverage starts at 10 o'clock. Right here on FM 107.5 and 1070 Fan. That's it for us tonight, Bob. Thanks for the time, as always. Have a great evening.
Go home, warm up.
There you go. Bob Lamy right there, the voice of the Colts. I'm Matt Taylor. This has been the Colts Daily Update. Thanks for listening on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Behind every great champion is a diehard fan. And behind every fan, there's Meijer. When your tailgate calls for a last-minute sub, we're there with ham and mayo for the win. When your post-game celebration goes into triple overtime, we'll be wide open. And when your little all-star needs new equipment or your game day look needs new life, we've got you covered like an all-pro defenseman during a contract year. Because if you're the world's biggest fan, we're that friend who helps paint your chest. Meijer, your home store advantage.
And the Colts are going for it on 4th down. What play will they call?
Pass it, pass it.
Hey, Dad, do you know where my goggles are?
Yeah, one sec. I'll help you find it right after this. Wait, why are you soaking wet?
Oh, I was just swimming in the basement.
You were what? Oh, great. Water in your basement? Don't know what to do next? Tell your insurance agent you want to work with Hayes & Sons, the team the Colts call. Because at Hayes & Sons, we do restoration right. Visit HayesandSons.com/Colts.
Transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix was specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. And it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
You know where Colts player staff and fans shop for diamonds? It's Diamonds Direct. Keystone at the Crossing. In fact, Diamonds Direct is the official jeweler of the Colts, with one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds in America. All at direct importer, no middleman pricing. Plus, literally thousands of distinctive and stylish rings all in one place. Colts fans, if you're popping the question, there's just one place to go. It's where Indy gets engaged. Diamonds Direct, the official jeweler of the Indianapolis Colts. Keystone at the Crossing.